This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Fort Lewis College is the first Colorado university to require students to get vaccinated against COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
While state officials won't force colleges to implement a vaccine requirement, individual institutions are free to do so themselves. Fort Lewis College in Durango, where about 3,500 students are enrolled, is the first to set a requirement. Tom Striticus, the college's president, says mass vaccination will lead to easing some health protocols on campus.
Our sincerest hope is, by moving this in this direction, we'll be able to relax many of the physical distancing protocols that we have in place right now.
Like other vaccines required on college campuses, students can apply for exemption for religious or medical reasons. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
A bill to ban American Indian mascots from Colorado public schools cleared its first hearing in the state legislature today, Thursday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
During hours of emotional testimony, Indigenous people, young and old, recounted painful stories of students taunting and teasing them in school. 18-year-old Talon Long recalled classmates calling him Chief Talon and doing a tomahawk chop hand gesture.
The tomahawk chop isn't like something you're taught in school. That's something you learn at a sporting event. That is a direct outcome of looking at mascots and watching those things.
Schools that refuse to eliminate mascots by April 1st would face a $25,000 per month fine. Some schools have been resistant to remove them, citing tradition. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR.